saying like the last chorus is where we really have to be. And one of the things we worked on a lot was, you know, counter melodies, counter singing. And we had Michael Stipe on this, so we could do that.
You can do it.
Come on up. I can play like a Lord Ellen DeGeneres skit. Come on up, Michael. No, he's gonna come. Anyway, yeah, so we do like a, it's like a thing that we learned in church or something, where it's like round singing.
Yeah.
You know, and so we can like weave it around, you know, and that's kind of what we made out at the end of that. So it was like the arrangement was, to me, like as important as the song was on this one.
Yeah, I was. I think everyone could do Michael's line. This is one of my favorite like arrangements, and just from the beginning and what you're saying, like the circling of voices. I am curious though, because it's such an empathetic song, and you're writing about other people, and I'm curious how the process is different, you know, writing about other people's experiences versus your own.
Well, I had some of my own, you know, I put some of my own, like, stories in there about, like, the places that I used to hide, you know, in my house when I was really upset. It's kind of like the place that Harry Potter lives in the Harry Potter books at the beginning. You just kind of underneath the stairway in this little, like, I had, like, a little cubby hole that I would just go sit in. And in the house, you know, my mom still lives in the house, and so I go in there all the time. Look at it. And when I built a house for myself, I built a room under the stairs.
You just go there and keep your thoughts?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I have all the kids go in there and do graffiti all over the walls. You know, just fun. But to make it better than it was. You know what I'm saying? I put some of my own thing in there, some of my own feelings that I had that were about things I had been through myself with my family, but they were so much smaller than the stories I had heard from my friends, honestly. And I just, you know, I was always haunted by one friend I had in high school, like a distant friend who called me out of the blue to tell me that her dad had been abusing her, and it was one of the most startling wake-up moments of my whole life. And I never forget it. And I, you know, and it informed like writing, like, you know, 4 years later, you know. So I had some friends, I lived in an apartment, and everybody used to crash there when they were drunk or couldn't get home somehow. And we would talk, and there were all these stories that would come out about things that were really intense, because, you know, you're in your 20s, you know, and you're just, everything's just, you know, it's intense, and just talk about stuff in that way, because you have time. You have time to talk. Which is amazing. So I put them all in there, and just, it's just like that thing. It's like a, you know, cathartic sort of thing. And then Michael Stipe sort of, really, his voice kind of helped drive that home, because he's got that thing, that voice that just makes you hurt inside. You know?
Is it hard to write about heavy things?
I mean, it's important to write about it. I don't know. It's hard to write in a way that's not overdoing it, maybe, in some ways. I mean, there were a lot of songs in my youth that I would not play about. This is one of the ones I think is still intact. But some of the ones I'm just like, oh my God, that's so overwrought and obscure, and I'm trying to be abstract.
I don't feel that way, personally. I like them all.
Unfortunately, that was the period of time that John Perillis was writing reviews for.
Oops.
Yeah. Bless your heart.
No, but I hear you. I think it's a song with a really strong vision, and it's.
Sometimes you just got to get it out and sing, and then you want to, you know, you're trying to bring community and sing for your friends.
Yeah. Let's do another one. Emily, let's do She's Saving Me.
Okay.
And I
light number.
Yeah, I want you to, from Become You. This is one of your most personal songs, so I want you to take the lead here.
Okay.
You want to dive right in, You want to explain first what it's about? Either way.
Well, She's Saving Me, it is some about my little sister who died because I became obsessed with, well, what is there after that, you know, like most of us do. What is there when you pass on? So it's a little bit about the experience of what I imagine her death was like, and then I was also thinking about some women in my life who really were providing me comfort and how grateful I was for that experience. But there's it's also about when certain people, and I grew up hearing the kingdom of God talked about as a kingdom, you know, with a king, and I never saw it as that. I think if there's anything after what I imagine, it is very, well, first of all, it's non-binary, and it's not of human structures like kingdom. And so I was just thinking about that. What is it like? And so just probe some of that in the song.